Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio. It is a pleasure to have you here today. It's also a pleasure to feature children's author and tooth fairy expert, Zane Carson Carruth. She's a woman who's had many accomplishments in her lifetime. She has led corporate careers, but also she sat on various boards and committees and is a professional etiquette coach. That's right. She has partnered with so many incredible people to help them, you know, learn about the incredible things that she loves to offer. She has parented a blended family comprised of several children and grandchildren, which she loves. She has received awards as a most inspiring woman, a woman of the distinction. But the coup that earned her the greatest recognition of all, well, it's having written a series of books about the world's first, I guess if you take first and tooth, you get firth, the world's first tooth fairy. Try to say that five times fast. Try to say it twice. The world's first tooth fairy, Abella. And Zane's Tooth Fairy series has earned favor with readers worldwide, received Story Monster and Purple Dragon Book Awards, and even garnered attention from Neiman Marcus, who features them with pajamas as part of their bedtime reading gift packages. Jane Carson Ruth has also completed a video in 3D and about 4 minutes long about Abella and her Tooth Fairy work, and is shopping it out to TV producers as a special or ideally longer series. The stunning video was developed by the same firm that produced Thomas the Tank Engine and includes an original song created by a Grammy-winning composer. The character of Abella certainly is engaging. She's relatable to children because she is so much like them. To date, Zane has completed 5 books in the series, including Abella Starts, A Tooth Fairy School, and most recently, Abella Gets a New Hairdo. We're excited to welcome our special guest, children's author and tooth fairy expert. Get your quarters ready to place under the pillow, folks. Zane Carson Carruth is here on the show. Zane, welcome to Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Well, thank you. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm always happy to talk about Abella and manners, so this is a good platform for me.
The last time that I had placed, well, the tooth under the pillow, I got a quarter. That was back then. Now, what do the kids get, like $5 with
yes,
inflation?
A minimum. Yes, a minimum
a
of five
minimum.
Bucks. That's,
yes.
That's right, yes. Whatever the parents have in their wallet, but I've heard of all kind of numbers, but yes, the days are over when we would get a quarter for our little teeth.
I know, but the quarter, what it would buy so much compared to what the quarter would buy, you need the $5 for today. Jeez.
Well, I know, and then back then you could get on your bike and just ride down to the little 7-Eleven store. Well, now you can't even do that. You have to be driven because things are so different.
Yes, exactly right. Well, you've created the cutest character in this set of stories. What inspired you to write about this little tooth fairy? Was the tooth fairy something that you always loved as a kid? What was it that really inspired this?
Well, I've always been fascinated by the idea of a fairy. And as a little girl, I would play, you know, imaginary fairies within my mind. And I just picked up a tablet one day and started writing about a little fairy. But it wasn't the tooth fairy. That came a little bit later in the story because the story pretty much just wrote itself once I started writing. And then I realized, aha, this could be the tooth fairy. So it was just one of those magical moments that just happened to you. It was a Fisher King moment, as they say.
Oh, yeah, I like that. A Fisher King moment. I almost like a Fisher Price moment as well for the kids.
Yeah, that would be better.
Yeah, it would be better, exactly, right? Mattel, Fisher Price. Now, Abella is very human for a fairy, isn't she? Adventurous, excited, curious. Tell us about some of the book plots, and how did you come up with the name Abella? That's a great name.
Well, you know, you just put your thinking cap on, and I love the name. I think it's a sweet name, and it's a strong name, and I just loved it. And once I thought of that, I quit looking. I quit thinking. But, no, little Abella is, she's like everybody else. She makes mistakes. She gets excited. She just goes head on strong through life, and she suffers the consequences because she goofs up sometime. But, you know, she has her little best friend Darcy there who kind of helps her realize, well, maybe I made a mistake, but it's not the end of the world. And that's what my books focus on. Just, you know, it's okay to make a mistake, own it, and just go on down the road and don't beat yourself up about it. It's a book about kindness and just being human.
That's so very important, isn't it, to be that way and to appreciate it, and for kids to realize that early on. There's a lot of wonderful messages, subtle messages that are in the series, right?
Yes. Yeah, because the way the whole Tooth Fairy tradition started, it just started out of curiosity. I mean, she, you know, was flown away by a big old bee and ended up somewhere she didn't know where she was, but she heard some kids and was just curious and just flew over there and started watching what they were doing. And when he lost his tooth, that was it. The book started just writing itself. But, no, being curious and being sensitive to other people's needs. And it's okay to make a mistake, like the hairdo book. She wanted a new look, but it was not a good look for her. But she fixed it and didn't let it get her down. She just went on down the road. But she's very resistant, very resilient, I mean. She not much stops her.
You know, it's really, really incredible, the fact that you took the time to do this, because I think it's so incredibly important, and I think that's really, really something very, very special. You know, I learned you're shaping up for a TV series. Tell us about the 3D graphic video you recently created with the Thomas the Tank Engine team.
Yes.
And what you hope to gain from it.
Well, there's a guy by the name of Rick Sigelkow. He has won Emmys and every kind of award you can win because he did Naughty Little People and Thomas the Tank. And we just reached out to him, and he said, well, I don't know, send me the books. So I mailed him the books, and he just fell in love with Little Abella and agreed to produce it. So he put it all together. He found the animation company up in Canada, and he wrote the script, and he found the actors. And, you know, I financed it all, but he did all of the heavy lifting. And it's beautifully done. And then we needed a theme song. And so a guy named Dennis Scott, who has won 2 Grammys, the last one was for the music of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. He did that soundtrack. But we put together a great little 3D full color video, and he is shopping it for someone to pick it up, like you said, either a special or a TV series. But my phone was beeping up. So we'll see what happens. I'm very excited. I think it's way overdue for children to have something innocent in their lives. All of those superheroes and all of that stuff that's out there, I think they just need something innocent, something that they can relate to, that they don't have to feel stressed when they're watching it. And I'm hoping that, you know, someone like PBS or anybody will pick it up or take an interest in it. Because I think if they see the video, one, the quality is impeccable. I mean, when you have people like that doing the work for you, they only know one way, and that's perfection. So, you saw it. What did you think of it?
Fantastic. I think it's wonderful. It's very heartwarming. It's very engaging, you know. And, I mean, what was your vision for it? What was your hope?
Well, how that video came about is for Abella to be like an influencer. And, you know, in hindsight, I'm not so sure that would have been the best use of our money, but that's what it is. She is an influencer, and they wanted to be able to pick up products that she flies into this little girl's room to, you know, give her quarter for the tooth, and the little girl wakes up, and they become friends, and then they just start talking about the different items in the little girl's room. And so they start reading a book and that someone had, you know, asked us to promote in that video. So that's how it started. But, you know, it could easily be taken into just, you know, any kind of series. I mean, Rick and I would write the Bible, as it's called, for those kind of shows. And but that's how it got started, just to be a little influencer and, you know, kind of like the gadget guy. But because there's so many new children's products out there that are, they're really fascinating. And unless you've got someone that's having a baby in your life or just had one, you really don't know about them. But, yeah, they've come a long way, all of those little children's and baby products. And, you know, it's worth exploring and it's worth knowing about.
Yes, right, exactly. Neiman Marcus even included your work in their book. And pajama sets. Are you in your pajamas right now wearing them? We would never know because it's radio.
We would never know. No.
Just to let you know, my favorite color is green, just in case you're looking at Christmas stocking stuffers.
Okay. All right. Well, happy to know that.
Yes, exactly. Well, one time, real quick, you remember the Sears Wish Book?
Yes.
Well, that's how we supposedly would make what we wanted known for delivery to Santa Claus. So, you know, Mom and Dad would give us the Sears Wish Book. We look at the back of it,
circle what we hoped Santa Claus
would bring, and then we would be told, well, we'll see, we'll see. And just a real quick note to tie into this about great gift giving. There was one year, and my mother still remembers this vividly, I circled 99 items in the back of that book, hoping that, you know,
that
you start high and then
day.
You end up low. Exactly.
Yes. Oh, I
now,
remember
how would
that
a listener,
vividly.
Yeah, writing the Sears Wish Book. How, if somebody, you know, wants to purchase this, again, this is really terrific. And the book, Tooth Fairy books themselves, how do they go about doing that? You know, I heard they're bestsellers on Amazon, and they've won some niche children's book awards too.
Yes, yes, it's done very well. Well, with Neiman's, it's called Books to Bed, and they pair, they get books that they like. I mean, Madeline's in there, The Little Engine That Could. I mean, it's some very high-end classic books, but and then they get the images from the books and they put them on a pair of pajamas, and they sell the pajamas and the books together as a set, like a gift set. But mine, they're featuring two books, so you can either pick Abella Goes to the Rodeo or The World's First Tooth Fairy, and you just go on the Neiman's website, you know, neimanmarcus.com, and in the search engine put Books to Bed, and you'll see it'll pull up and it shows Abella, and then you have to scroll down to pick which book that you want. But it's very easy to do, and the launch was highly successful. We sold about 70 books that afternoon for a couple of hours and a bunch of pajamas, so it was fun.
That's great. That's great. Is there a certain age range you have in mind for the whole series, the sets, the books, all of it?
Well, the pajamas come in sizes 2 to 10, so that's a pretty good range. And they're blue, so, and, you know, they've got, you know, Abella and Darcy on it, but they also have some of the images from Abella Goes to the Rodeo. So I think they can be male or female, but then the books are usually from about when you start reading to your children till they can read, so maybe from about 2 years old to maybe 8 years old or 9 years old when they start reading. But it's a trademark series, and you can get them online just about anywhere, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Target. Yep, and then my website, World's First Tooth Fairy. No, worldsfirsttoothfairy.com. So they're easy to get. They're out there.
That's fantastic. You know, you said in today's world, manners have gone out the window. So has respect and civility and patience and listening instead of talking. I just thought I'd add a few in, too. Tell us more about that viewpoint in your work and writing as a professional etiquette coach.
Well, it's just, I don't know, it just seems so much more obvious now than years ago, because just for an example, like you're in an elevator. Well, normally the women walk out of the elevator first, but now men just will run you over to get out that elevator. And it's what, you gained a split second, not even a whole second, to be that rude, or they don't. I mean, I've had people just not hold the door open for me, but just let go of the door right when you're coming up on it. And who does that? I mean, were you raised in a barn? I don't know. I just am amazed. And then don't even get me started on table etiquette with elbows on the table and talking with your mouth full. And but so, obviously, I'm very passionate
about it. I noticed
your
voice lowered when you said that.
I'm very passionate about it because it affects everybody. It just, you know, it just affects everybody, the way you treat other people, the way you treat. Well, everybody, well, anyway, yes, I'm very passionate about it. And I've written a lot of articles on the subject. I don't so much want to coach somebody, like have a class, but I love writing articles about it. And I'll get contacted by magazines and say, well, we need an article about how to write thank you notes, or when do you RSVP? You know, the last one I wrote was just a freelance article that's one of the big magazines picked up that comes out in December, but it was just about this chatty Cathy, this poor guy. These two guys were at the baseball field. One guy never stopped talking, and this was at a huge playoff game. We were playing for the World Series, but that poor man didn't even get to hardly watch it because his friend, air quotes, never stopped talking. So those are some of the things to be mindful of. Just how you act around other people and treat them and your table manners, and get the mm-hmm. picture, get my drift.
Get my drift. I get your drift, absolutely.
Yeah.
I like that. What's next for you and little Abella and her buddy Darcy? I hear you're putting finishing touches to book 6 in the World's First Tooth Fairy series.
Yes, it is based on a true story. We have some race horses, and one of them was injured and was pulled out and couldn't race. And so this is just, he had an abscess tooth. So who better to fix an abscess tooth than a tooth fairy? So this book is about my horse named That's My Boxer, and Bella fixes his abscess tooth, and he meets, it will be a trilogy. I'll have to write 2 or 3 of them to get one with it, but that's what I'm working on now, the first of the trilogy of Abella meets almost a racehorse, because he's not quite a racehorse yet, but almost. And then the next one, he'll be the racehorse. But yes, it's based on a true story, and so it'll be fun because I'll be able to actually put pictures of the actual horse in the book, because, you know, at the end when you do your dedication and all that. So I'm looking forward to getting that to the illustrator, but I'm still not finished with it because, you know, word count's important when you with children's books. People don't realize that. So, and that's a challenge when you talk a lot, like I do.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, it's well, you love it. I mean, when you created the character of Abella, is it based on anybody in your life, anybody that you've, you know, a relative?
Well, it's based a lot on my daughter, and especially the drawings, the images of her. We really focus on my daughter. My daughter has real thick blonde hair and big blue eyes, just like little Abella. Ooh, and she's a pistol, just like a Bella is. She, she's something else. So, yes, yes, a lot of it is a Bella. And then Darcy was patterned after really my best friend. And I didn't realize it at the time when I was writing it until several books later. And I thought, wow, wait a minute. That seems just like my friend Amelia, my best friend growing up in, you know, little years was Amelia. So, anyway, so she was very touched when I sent her the books, Amelia was, and saw that I patterned my best friend after her.
That's wonderful. What are some of the other things that you have that you are very, very excited about coming up?
Well, oh, dear. Well, you know, Brady and I chair a lot of galas, and I've got a gala coming up Saturday with Touch Theater Under the Stars, and I'm excited about that. And then we're going to be chairing the SPCA Gala and then the Symphony Gala, Symphony Ball. So we enjoy doing things like that. We enjoy traveling. We have a house up in Saratoga Springs in upstate New York. That's where our racehorses are. So and then we're planning a big old trip this summer. It's going to be probably too big, in my opinion. But like I said, grass does not grow under my husband's feet. So we're going to take an extended trip, and then my daughter and her family, two boys and husband, are going to meet us over in France, and we're just going to kind of tour the coastline of France. So we'll see. It'll be fun. It'll be hectic with so many people, but it'll work out. We're looking forward to it.
That's fantastic. What was the writing process like for you initially? How long did it take to get it going?
It doesn't take very long if you know what you want to say, and that's probably a silly thing to say, but I can write a book in 10 minutes, but it takes several months to edit it and get it like you want it. But these last two books I have struggled with them because I've told people, oh, yeah, my next book's going to be out the rodeo, about the rodeo. Well, there was so much expectations, I just kind of got stuck. And then I've told people about the racehorse. So I've kind of gotten stuck there. So, but like all the other books, it took me maybe 20, 30 minutes to write. But again, that's not the finished product. That's just, I guess, basically the outline. And then you go in and you fill it all in. And then you have to start taking out words because I have too many words usually. You know, children's books, they don't want more than 1,000 words. So, because, you know, parents reading them, they don't want to read a bunch of words. They want big pictures and few words. So, but that's, it can be real easy or it can be like anything. It can be just a real challenge. Right now I'm at the challenge age, this challenge stage.
Do you see other characters being created as well?
Well, a secondary spin-off, or? Yes, I need to start working on that. She's got a brother in the book, Gage, and he was in the Magic Wand book a lot. He was the one with the little baseball game. Yes, I need to do that, but I haven't yet. I mean, I need to introduce more characters, but I just haven't. But that is in the back of my mind that needs to be done, especially if they pick up a series. You know, if I'm lucky enough to get a series, then they're going to want, you know, a lot more characters. And, you know, I can do that if I know that I need to. But, you know, when you don't know you need to, it's like, well, I'll get to that later. Does that answer your question?
Yes. And, you know, I think it's really important that what you're doing is out there for people to really appreciate. And the reason why is our world today, as you and I were kidding about the 25 cents now being $5 in today's world, there is so much coming at all of us, but especially the kids. A lot of negativity, a lot of things that scare kids, a lot of things where maybe we didn't know some of the serious events happening, you know, in the world. The adults took care of all that. We were kids. We were playing in the yard, swimming in the pool, climbing the trees, playing with the toys, taking two sticks and rubbing them together, all the different things we were doing. We weren't aware of all the heavy-duty stuff that the adults were taking care of. Now, today, kids are exposed to everything with the internet and everything else, it's hard to, you know, shield kids from some of the really rough negative stuff that's out there. And still early on believing in things like Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy and a leprechaun and different things is such an important part of childhood, of development, of, you know, caring and all of the wonderful things that are tied to these kinds of characters that we were exposed to as children, that with this reality world we're living in where everything is fashion, you know, it's TikTok and video games and violence and a lot of the stuff that's going on, these innocent basic things of the Tooth Fairy, the Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, these things have sort of fallen a little bit by the wayside for kids. And I think it's very important what you're doing is celebrated and shared, because some of that is missing in the lives of kids. We had it, and I thought it was terrific. And, you know, whether we thought maybe later on whether a tooth fairy was really something that exists or not, it doesn't matter. During the time when we were kids, that's what we thought, and there was a whole thing, you know, be good and respect one another and say thank you and please and be kind and share and all those things tied into the messages of the Easter Bunny, the Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, and all of these characters. So I'm just saying, from a personal standpoint, I applaud you for, at this time, doing this. You've been doing it for a long time, but exposing it and sharing it, because I think it's really needed. Kids need an escape. Kids need stuff that doesn't make their heads spin. Mm-hmm. It makes them think and love and share and create and emphasize kindness. And that's all part of what you're doing.
Well, you said all that perfectly. That was beautiful. Yes, I am very adamant about bringing innocence back into children's lives, because it's heartbreaking. I mean, it's heartbreaking what they're going through, and then what they went through with COVID on top of everything else. But no, and I appreciate you saying that, because that's 100% absolutely true. They need this. They need it. They need it for their psychological development and their peace of mind. Kids, you know,
absolutely,
kids are easily
right. Frightened.
Yes.
Yeah. The adults are too, so just think how the kids
yes.
are. Yes. We
I
remember,
know.
Yeah. It was something
yeah.
under the bed, something in the closet, right? Yeah, absolutely. I want to let folks know there's a couple of websites they can go to.
Okay,
worldsfirsttoothfairy.com. That's worldsfirsttoothfairy.com. And also zanecaruth.com. I'll spell that. ZaneCarruth.com. worldsfirsttoothfairy.com and zanecaruth.com to access all of this, make connection, and thoroughly enjoy. Sounds wonderful, and again, we may see this on television screens or streaming or what have you soon, which would be really great, and to be connected with a
Grammy-winning
composer
so.
Is amazing.
Oh, yeah, that song, and you can hear that song on both of my websites, the Zane Caruth one and the World's
First. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Yeah, that's it. Iconic. Zane, this was amazing. I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you, and I hope we get a chance to expand and chat some more down the line. That would be a pleasure.
Yes, that would be. Well, thank you so much for including me in your show. I enjoyed it.
Oh, you are very, very welcome. You take care. You be well and stay in touch. And continued blessings to you. And congratulations on this and all that you're doing to inspire, entertain, and empower kids. It's really incredible.
Well, thank you.
And with the world's first tooth fairy and a Bella, it's a beautiful thing you're doing. Have a great day, Zane. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. You too. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
You take care. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, right here on Close Up Radio. Thanks for listening. This is archived, so you'll be able to hear this archived on our broadcast platform. For all of us here, have a great day. Stay tuned. We have another great episode coming up in just a moment. Be well. Take care.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.